we left off, we were still working hard on this machlekes ben tam and the reed. This fundamental question that after a person is kona something, so does that automatically terminate any issues of mitzvah bavi averus? The reed sheet was absolutely. Once the kidin precedes the beginning of the mitzvah, then there's nothing to discuss. According to the reed, it doesn't matter what the kidin was. Was the kidin a shishinu? Was the kidin a yish? If and when it was a binding kinyan that really, really transferred ownership to the goslin, so be it. The mitzvah of Aveira no longer applies. And Rabbi Natan said, no, Rabbi Natan said that's not an absolute rule. Rabbi Natan concedes that sometimes it's the rule. For example, the Gemara says that when Shini is Koina, so the Re extrapolated from Shini and said, well, if Shini is Koina, and therefore there's no problem with mitzvah of Aveira post Shini Koina, then so too there's no problem with mitzvah of Aveira post Yush Koina. And that's where Rabbi Natan parted ways with his nephew. Rabbi Natan said, no, just because Shini is Koina and solves the problem of mitzvah b'aveira, that doesn't necessarily mean that the same is true for years. So the question is, the re is much easier conceptually to understand, that the principle is kinyan means termination of mitzvah b'aveira. According to Ben Tam, why is there a difference between the two? So we just, at the very end of the shiur on Thursday, we start to develop the yisoid, that the only way to understand why, in the worldview of Ben Tam, shini kona and yish kona are not identical, and shini kona will result in lack of mitzvah b'aveira in Yush world, goes back to the ABCs of why Shini is Koina in the first place. So, well, we know the Malka, we know the source for Shini Koina, but we didn't really understand a very strange Gemara that appears in two places in Baba Kama, where the Gemara relates the din of Shini, yes being Koina, not being Koina, to the issue of Estan Zayna. A person gives wheat to a Zayna and she turns it into flour, can use that flour for a carbon. Or grapes into wine, olives into oil, any of these cases of shinui, machlekes atanoim, can you use that resulting item for a korban or not? So the Gemara says, aha, that machlekes b'shan b'shilu tucked away in the end of a sefer tamura, that's the issue where the shinui is carried out. Up to late point, what's the connection? So Tosis begins the following, you say, that's what we left off at the end of Thursday. Tosis in the Bakama presents the following fundamentals. It says Tosis that the issue of shinui koina is not really a gezeila issue. The issue of Shini Koina is a kolatera kula conceptual issue. Namely, how do we view the relationship between two different items? Between wood and a table. Between wool and a garment. Or grapes and wine. How do you view the relationship between those two things? Do we say that it's still the same chefet, same basic chefetza, just because it was changed a little bit, just because a little bit of a nuance of a change, but it's still fundamentally the same chefetza? Or do we say no? That once it undergoes a change, it's a different chetza, it's a different chalashay, panu chadash is bolakan. So my nafkamina, who cares whether conceptually we viewed it as the same chetza or not? So says Tosfos that, well, the Achronim extend the Tosfos and say that there are certain mitzvahs that are chal on a chetza. Tosfos says that there are certain mitzvahs, certain isurim, certain halachas that are toifes that take effect on chetza A. So I want to know, is chetza A still chetza A? So it underwent a change. It used to be wood, now it's a table. It used to be wool, now it's a garment. It used to be grapes, now it's wine. Is it still fundamentally Chefetz A with all the dinim carrying over? Whatever dinim with Teifes and Chefetz A continue because it's still fundamentally Chefetz A? Or do I say no? That once a shinui takes place, it's no longer Chefetz A. It's now a new Chavetz shape. It's a new shape. It's Teifes a new shame on it. And therefore, all the mitzvahs and isurim and all the previous halachas that govern chatzei no longer exist. So says Tosfos in the Bava Kama, that's the issue in Estan Zayna. Estan Zayna kuli amalei pligi that Estan didn't the chetza. There's an isurim chal on the chetza. Once you give this chetza to a zayna, it's chal on an isur legabi mizbeach. The only question is this the chetza that you gave to the zayna? So it depends what you think. If you think that shinui changes things, if you think that shinui makes the transformation from A to B, so then, it's not the same thing. So this, the isurim, not chalon, the wine. The isurim, chalon, the grapes. It's not grapes, this is wine. But if you hold that A is just A, and grapes and wine are all the same thing, and wheat and flour are all the same thing, and olives and oil are all the same thing, and wool and garments are all the same thing, and wood and furniture, everything is the same thing, if you really believe that A is just A plus a little, a little fancier A, but it's still basically the chetza of A, that all the previous isturim are still b'mkaimim oinayin. So that's the nekudas of machlekes and Huchas Estan Zayna. How does this play out in terms of Huchas Gezeila? Huchas Gezeila, what is it that makes the goslin have to return the item that he stole? Why isn't that I stole it. I'll give you the value of it. Finish. I'll pay you the cash value. What is it that's mechayev me to give back the item itself? What's the answer? What's screaming at me? What pulse is screaming out of me in Shrine Chavikayim? Veheshes Gil Shagozo. It's a state, the Hilgit Torah, Pashas Vayikah, Veheshes Gil Shagozo. So comes to Eisen says, am I mechuyiv in the mitzvah Shavas Gezela? Or am I not mechuyiv in the mitzvah Shavas Gezela? If the answer is yes, then I have to return the item. If the answer is no, then I don't have to return the item. So comes the Torah and says, Veheshes Gil, what does the word Ashagozal mean? Asher Gozal is a t'nai in the mitzvah Hashavas HaGezela. It's a condition necessary to fulfill the mitzvah Hashavas HaGezela. It has to be Asher Gozal. What is Asher Gozal? What does the Toshma say it means? Kasher Gozal. It has to be the same as it was when I stole it. The mitzvah Hashava is to return the item that I stole. So when I stole wool and now I have a suit, if you hold shiri in a kainet, what that means is it's the same chayfetz. So then I have to fulfill the mitzvah of Heshvah Zekzela with this suit in front of me. But if you hold that A is doesn't here, A doesn't exist, A disappeared to thin air, it's now been substituted by B. So what are we saying to the person? Heshvah Zekzela, make sure to return the item that you stole. The guy says, it's not here anymore. It's God. Poof. Doesn't exist. It's thrown to the ocean. It's not here. What do you mean it's not here? It's a garment. Doss says, whoa, come on. You don't know dudes in wool and a garment. That was A and this is B. And therefore, I'm not bound by the mitzvah of Shavas HaGezela. And therefore, the halacha says that I'm not mechuyev to be meishiv, I'm not mechuyev to be meishiv, then all I do is pay the money. So therefore, comes Tyson and says that the issue of shirikayna, shirikayna, is really a din in chafotzim. It's a hagedoras hachefetz, which has nafkaminas in mitzvah, kaminas in isurim. One of the nafkaminas is shino, is esnon, and the other nafkamina is vis-a-vis Shavas HaGezela. But
with Yeish? Yeish?
I said Yeish. Yeish. I've never heard of Yeish.
Is there a difference between the case of Esnan because the person's giving over the item on his own?
Wait, hold on. No difference. Esnan's not Gezela. Esnan is the issa that was Teifes on the grave still here or not? So the answer is if the item's still here, then it is. Yeah, it's not here, it's not. So there's always state in Teifes. If this is true, Rabbi Isaac, that the Yesod HaDavar of Shina Koine is really saying that it's a Chayfetz Acher, then we can begin to understand why Mitzvah B'Aveira falls by the wayside. Mitzvah B'Aveira means the Chavtza that you use for an Aveira can't be used now for a Mitzvah. But this is not the same Chayfetz. It was Nishtan already. So that's why the Gemara asks them, Laman of Aveis, if you hold the tying lulav hadas and arav, is called the shinui. Now we have to know that it's not called the shinui. But alat tzadah was called the shinui. What was the Gemara's question? Like in yinu b'shinui, b'koine the hadasim, the stone hadasim with the shinui. What does that mean, Rabbeinu Tam? B'koine with the shinui. Once you're cutting with the shinui, number one, there's no more lachemish because it's yours. You get to keep it. And number two, there's no more mitzvah b'aveira. Why is there no mitzvah b'aveira? Because it's not what. Not the devil gozel anymore. The vase is a gozel. This is the shkin gozel. There's a different chavtza. So the same way that in Huchas Esther and Zayna, the grapes are wine. They're not grapes anymore. The same way in Bava Kamma in the ninth parak, Shini is koine. So too, Shini is koine and Avlamen and Sukkah, to the extent that there's no one, it's a Bava Vek, it's a different chavtza. However, since Rebbe Tam, the buck stops here in terms of Shini koine. What can you not do, says Rebbe Tam? What can you not extrapolate to? You cannot extrapolate to what? To Yush Koine. Just because Shinui's Koine means a different Chayfetz, Yush Kenzayin is Koine, it could be Yush's Koine. What's the source that Yush is Koine? A different Pasha, slurred out from a Mematina for Naveda, a Maisalach, with Hefke, with Simonim, it's learned out from Shafanah, I don't know what the Mokar is. One thing I can tell you, Yush is Lamal of Amayrin. Yush doesn't affect anything. Yush is not a different Chayfetz. And since Yush is not a different Chayfetz, there's nothing to discuss. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, just because you're kind of with Yush, that in no shape or form means Mitzvah B'Aveira has terminated. So a major machlekes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, what conclusion can we draw? Everybody agrees that after Shini Koine, there's no Mitzvah B'Aveira. That's a Gemara. What conclusion do we draw? So the Ri drew the conclusion, any and every Kinyan Koine, there's no Mitzvah B'Aveira, including Yush. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Shini L'chud V'Yush T'chud, because a Shini is part of the razzle-dazzle being a different Chayfetz. Shini Hashem is also the Mechemet. Yeah, Shini Hashem is Kishini Maisa Dami. That defines the Chayfetz. That's the Chiddush of Shini Hashem. So Maisa, we have our work to do on this, because we're trying to defend Rabbein Etam. We have to be really, really sure that this Shtichel Torah is correct. Everything is hinging upon Shini Koina equals a Chayfetz Acher. If this is not true, then the whole Rabbein Etam obviously falls by the wayside. Is this true? Is it not true? Do we really believe it's true? So basically, we have to touch this up a little bit. In the realm of Gezela, what we're really saying is that Shin is not a Kinyan. The name, it's a misnomer. Shin, a koine, is not a concept in Halacha. As strange as this may sound, Yush is koine. Yush is a Kinyan, if it works. Okay, half the other rhyme said it doesn't work, didn't work, they're right, they're running. But Alatzad, according to one version of Rabbi, the Yush is Koina, just as by Aved, is Koina by Gezela, Yush is Koina. Shini is not a Kinyan. Shini is not Koina. Shini Koina is a code phrase. Shini Koina means, instead of saying the following, the Chayfas that you stole no longer exists because it's been Ishtana, and Hilchas Aslan Zona dictates, so we should say, and this dictates that a different Chayfas, and once it's a different Chayfas, therefore there's no mitzvah Shavas HaGezel anymore, and once it's not Shavas HaGezel, therefore you can keep it. That's what Shini Koina means. But Bishum Pan of Oifen, Shini itself is not a Maisekinian. What's bothering me, everybody say? What's bothering me with this thesis? That Shini Koina doesn't mean what it's all cut out to mean. It's not what it means. Doesn't mean Shin is a Kenyan. What's bothering me conceptually with this?
No,
Shin, the Gemara uses the phrase Shin and Kenyan 1,000 times above a comma. But what we're saying is that it doesn't really mean Shin is a Maisa Kenyan. What's so Maisa Kenyan and Shin? Yush, I hear, is a Kenyan. Yush works by Veda. Mashiach is a Kenyan. Kazan is a Kenyan. Chazop is a Kenyan. Khalif is a Kenyan. Shin is a Kenyan. It used to be wool, now it's a coat. That's a Kenyan? It's not a Kenyan. It accomplishes what a Kenyan accomplishes because it's a different chayfetz. What's bothering me, everybody say?
Really, the Kenyan, why didn't the Gemara in Lama number Aleph say that it says,
Yeish, why didn't it say, it says in Lama number Beis, the Gemara talks about the Likinu Bishinim Aisa. The Gemara does. Because the Gemara, at the end of the day, Taka doesn't work. Wait a second. Let's stop for a second. We were working with an unbelievable assumption here. We were working with the assumption that the only equal, the only thing that's preventing the Ghana from walking away the item is what words in the Torah? That was the reason, that was the ma'akev of me keeping the item. If I could somehow finagle around that, somehow circle around that, somehow cross out those words and say those words don't speak to me, then I can walk away with the item. I understand. I want you to imagine the following. Imagine the following world. You're not allowed to steal things from people. That's like given los sigzol, shem it's benayach. But Sefer Vayikra doesn't have any behesher zel shagazel. Imagine for a minute a world without behesher zel shagazel. What do you think the din would be? I stole something from you. What would happen now? What's supposed to happen next? I stole something from you. The Burn said I would return it. Why do you think I would return it? The right thing to do. The ethical, moral thing to do. Oh, come on, we get better than that. Look at Tzu, there was not a world of Heshach Zeshach Gozal. You're out of your mind? You can keep somebody else's property? It belongs to the other guy. What do you mean you're going to keep it? You would go to a Din Torah. Imagine the following Din Torah. Two Adam come and say, we saw Reuven steal something from Shimon. So the Dayanim are trying to figure out who is the rightful owner of this property. So they open up Parshas Vayikra, and their Girsa doesn't have the words Vayishah Chalila. Doesn't have the words Vayishah Zekzeh Gazol. So they say, well, Reuven has it, so let Reuven keep it. That's like Dayani Stone. But we know that it was Shimon's. What? There's only one way for ownership to transfer from Reuven to Shimon. What's that through? What mechanism? We call it, what word do we call it? Ownership. I own everything. I start off, I own whatever I own. The only way for me to transfer ownership to somebody else legally is to what? To a kinyan. So there are kinyanim. There's a kinyan of derech mekach u'memke. There's a kinyan derech matona. There's a hefker with the guy being zoichim in a hefker. There's a parashah of Hashavas Aveda with Yiyush. There's even a parashah of Gezeila that may also include Yiyush. So there are multiple ways for that the Torah accepts that ownership can be transferred. But if you're going to tell me that Shini Kain is not one of those methods, so then what are you talking about? What do you mean the guy doesn't have to return the furniture? It's because it's a different chefetz. So what? I said, let's say I own wood, and I turn that wood into a piece of furniture. So you like to say, now it's your furniture? It was my wood that made the furniture. So of course the furniture is mine. If I have an animal, the animal gives birth. Who owns the animal? Who owns the baby? I have to continue on the baby? It's honest. Whatever comes out of my chayfetz is mine. So if I turned a piece of wool into a garment, or for that matter, you turned a piece of wool into the garment, I still own the garment. So if you tell me, Shira's a Maisa Kinyan, that's Kach Nemer Lochen. But once you tell me, based on your Shtukh Torah from Eslan Zayna, that Shira is Nishkin Maisa Kinyan, so where is the Maisa Kinyan? So what right does the Beis Din have to say that the second person, the guy, can keep the item? Just there's no mitzvah shavu good. It's all zayin. No mitzvah shavu zayin. He still have to return it. Al tzvei la mishpatim.
Why is that a problem though? If he's still giving him the money.
Oh wait. So the chari have a tremendous chiddush here. Licked here is a tremendous chiddush in this taisus. The ABCs of shini kaina. And he's going to come back to us. Hopefully that's him in the next week as well. Comes Rabbi Chanan and says, you see from this taisus an unbelievable yisoid in Hilchos Geneva. The starting point of Geneva is, or of Gezeila, when I steal something from you, there is a kinyan that takes place. What's the kinyan that takes place when I steal something from you? It's called a kinyan Geneva, or kinyan Gezeila. What are the ramifications of that kinyan? What happens? I was coined of the item. What does that mean? Not that I get to keep it. From the moment that I steal something from you, I become what? Chayvin Achrayas. So I do take on a certain ownership, not an ownership legamre, but there are halachas that are chal b'shas geneva. That's the parasha of kinyan geneva, parasha of kinyan gezeila. Now one could have argued, says Rabbi Chanan, and maybe the starting point, maybe the baseline was, that as soon as I steal something from you, just as I have a kinyan geneva l'schai b'einsin on it, that kinyan geneva should immediately transform to be a kinyan gomor. I should own the object to hold over. Now, obviously, I'm going to have to do what? No question about it. What? I have to pay for it. It's no better than if you sold it to me. I was not going to have to pay you for it. But it was nitan lehe amer that every gazlan could keep the item that he stole, and all he has to do is pay the cash value. Such a svara, that's what the din should have been. And that's what the din was in Sefer Bereishis and in Sefer Shmos and for the first five prachim of Sefer Vayikra. And Kum Teterek Adayish has mechadish to be an unbelievable thing. What's the chiddush? The Heishas Agzela. Licked in the midst of the Heishas Agzela is an ikuv from the gazlan being kind of the item of Chodavah. That's shayach for you to be kind of something that the Torah says to give it back. The Torah is saying it was a nice tikkun Torah, it was a beautiful svara, the baseline is right, Yahavamin was right, but the Tabarjum says, I'm sorry, we're tripping you. And we're saying, sorry, Charlie, you got to give it back. So Zogdi Bukhanan, the ultimate ma'akev in what is preventing the Gaza from walking away the item and simply paying the value is the mitzvah Hashava, which now makes a lot of sense. If and when we can knock that mitzvah Hashava out of the box, if I can come with some razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah and lum this way, there's no mitzvah shava, so we go fall back on the baseline. And the baseline is, what's the baseline? You get to keep the item. So give me a razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah that can undermine the mitzvah shava. What do we call it? We call it shinui. I didn't say shinui kona, that was not. I didn't mislead you, that was chazal's misnomer, shinui kona. But what shinui kona really means is, the heshes zela doesn't apply. So now I started by asking, so where's the kinyan? How did the Gazan acquire in the first place? What's the answer? He acquired it when? B'shas Gezela. B'shas B'shichas HaChayfetz. That does the Kinyan. That Kinyan that started out as a Kinyan just L'Yishchai B'Einzin has now become a Kinyan L'Chol Davar, and all he has to do is pay back the value. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's the only way to explain this Tosis. Except Rabbi Chanan has one Taina. One Kasha on the Shtikl Torah. What's the one Kasha on the Shtikl Torah? You can knock your head against the wall for 100 years. I don't know the answer to this kasha. What is it? What's the kasha? What's the glaring kashinus. That's your baseline. Your baseline is that you could take something away from somebody as long as you pay the cash value, and that's okay. And I need a parsha of a Heshuvah Sagzeir to tell me if I can't. That's not my baseline. My baseline would have been, it belongs to the other guy. Well, how did that happen exactly? Why did I even dream that a kid in Gezeila becomes a kid in Chodovar? Just because the halacha requires and kicks in a kid in Gezeila. Kid in Gezeila means Yechayv al Tainsin. So you're like a very, very glorified Shomer. Maybe even more than a Shomer. So yes, it's true, there's a chi of einsin on the item that you stole, but why in the world would you have thought in a million years that that transforms to all hocus pocus to become a kid in the chodava? Based on what? Based on what mehalachic mechanism would that have taken place? So Rabbi Chanan quotes the Taisvis, he gives the famous shtikl Torah, the Shibish raid in the Taisvis, that all of Gezeila is really kind of mitam g'shar rishona, and it's only the mitzvah shavah that prevents it, and once you get out of it, he gives the whole 9 yards. And then he says, he says, it's a tame God alignment of our kazah. He says, what was the mechanism that started the baseline in the first place? Mehecha takes it that when you steal something, you become the owner of the Chodavar. He leaves the blight by Tzorchim. The Taisa says it. The halach is a point in this direction, the Shikul Torah. That's Tzorchim. So I was talking with somebody about this last week. I spoke a little bit about this in my shul. In the Parshas Mishpatim, we were talking about Ganev and Gezeila. So I said over this Rabbi Chanan, and I asked, left over this Kasha. So somebody came up to me afterwards, and he said, no. He said, the reason why I'm bothered with this Kasha, Rabbi Chanan, the reason why I'm, Rabbi Savlovsky, is bothered with this Kasha, is because I have a sentimental connection to items and to objects. I said, if you look at the world purely through value, through property value, and you don't get too attached to anything, then you wouldn't be bothered with this cash. He said, I stole a guy's car. So what did I steal from him? I stole the metal with the glass, with the seats. I stole the pieces. What did I really steal from him, everybody say? The value of the car. I worth $15,000. I stole $50. If I give him a check for $50,000, what's the difference? What's the difference who owns the car? The car doesn't mean anything. There's no, because he was accusing me, this guy, you're too connected to Alam Hazeh. He's probably too connected to the stock market. I'm too connected to Alam Hazeh. I get so, you know, sentimental. And always, I'm the guy who sheds a tear when I return my car for a lease. You know, I built a relationship with it for 3 years, you know. It hurts when I send it back. I send it back with all the CDs burnt on that I can't figure out. I send it back with Rebarch Be'er on it. I send it back with all the Gedoylem on it. I said all those carpools, all those conversations with my kids, those heart-to-heart talks, all those driving and pulling the car out of the snow, you know. A lot of create a relationship with the car. The other guy says, come on. It's worth X amount of money. It's done, finished. Come on. I don't know. I'm not sure he's right. I don't know. Okay, Rabbi Say, getting back to that story. So not with saying Rabbi Chanan's kasha, we're going to go with Taisa's Mahalach. Rabbi Chanan himself says Taisa. I don't understand. We don't understand a lot of things in this world. But this is basically what Rabbi Tam is saying. Shini koina, chevetz achre, finished. I want to be intellectually honest, though. That Rabbi Natan is only as true as the Taisus is, which is not so bad because Rabbi Natan was the head, he was the father of all the Bali Taisus. But what prompted this whole pshat, what enabled us to both to stunt and say that Shini Koin is nothing more, nothing less than Chevetz Acher, what was the Kasha? What got this whole ball rolling in the last 20 minutes? What Kasha? The Estem Zoyna Kasha, right? Where did Estan Zoyna come in from left field? So I'll tell you a secret. That one of the Gedolei Harishonim was bothered with this Kasha and didn't go down this route of Tosfos. Was so bothered with this Kasha that he went back to Gemara Bava Kama and said it doesn't make any sense in the world what Shini Koine has to do with Estan Zoyna. Shini Koine is a Kinyan. Shini Koine is a Din Huchz Gnev Gzeila. Vosva Estan Zoyna Mayinin Etzan Zoyna Etzal Ganav Gazlan. And says this great Rishon, I don't want to spill the beans and tell you who it was. Says this great Rishon, I have to go back to Drumba, go back to the Sugya of Esther and Zayna, and realize our mistake. We thought that there was a timeline of the Esther and Zayna. We thought what happened was, Nebuch, you know, Reuven and this Zayna make up a deal, he's going to give her grapes. And he gives her grapes, he's ball leha, and then a week later she decides she wants to make these grapes, turn them into wine, and bring the wine to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we thought the case was. Says this great phantom anonymous Rishon, not yet to be determined by name, hang in there guys, with the suspense to go. Says this great Rishon, that's not the pshat. Bichlal not the pshat. You know why that's not the pshat? Because he asked the same kasha, it's not in your nest, it's all gnevel. There's a kinyan, I don't do anything. Says this great Rishon, we missed it, but we misunderstood the case. What happened was as follows. He goes to the Zayin and he says, I'm going to give you grapes now, but I don't want you to touch these grapes. You have no right to do anything with these grapes. You can't eat them, you can't use them, you can't do anything with them until after we're mezanet together. After that, then they become yours. What does she go and do? What does she do? Takes the grapes before the Avera, takes the grapes and turns them into wine. You know what we call her now? What is she? She's Gazlan. She's a Bafisha Gazlan. She had no right to touch those grapes. So now the question becomes, wait a second. She stole the grapes. She turned them into wine. Now the bottle of wine sitting here. That gets a tricky question. What's her responsibility in Dina Mamadis now back to this guy? What does she have to return to the guy? She got him. So what is she chayeves to return? She stole something, but she did a what on it? So if you hold that shin is kinda, what is she chayeves to return? If you hold shin is kinda, what does she have? She has to pay cash. She takes the dintar, she has to pay cash. The value of the grapes at the time of the gazela. But if you hold that shin is kinda, what does she have to return? The what? The wine itself. Right? Simple, straightforward. Now, this is the timeline. He made this deal with her, gave her the grapes, said, don't touch the grapes till after this nus. She goes in and turns it into wine. And now, some kind of a chiv was chal in her, in mominus, either to return the grapes or to pay cash. Now he's bought leha. So he's chayef to pay, he agreed he's going to pay her schiras, as preachistic as that sounds, but we have to use the terms. So he's going to pay her schiras, and they're basically going to call a wash. Namely, he's not going to pay her schiras, and she's not going to want, she's not going to pay him back because it's the same amount of money. That was the original agreement. So he was boleh, in effect, what did he pay her? What did he pay her? You tell me. It's a tricky thing. What's the esna now? When he's boiled out, what was the payment? Either cash or what? Or the what? Grapes aren't here anymore. Or the what? Or the wine. Now, if the payment was cash, because she was chayavist him cash, so now when he's boiled out, he's being boiled and sent that cash. So the payment, the esna and zayna, was chal on cash. No Esther Zayin on cash. Esther Zayin only a drama ruin the Gabi Mizbech. So the wine is perfectly home free. The wine is still kosher. But if you hold that she was Chayyavis to return the wine to him, and then when he's bought less, she's no longer Chayyavis to return the wine, what was the Esther Zayin? What was the Esther? The what? Not the cash, not the grapes, but the what? But the Balawan. So says this great Rishon, that's what the Gemara means. If you hold that she is kinda, then the wine is okay. If you hold shin is not koina, then the wine is also out esnan. What did this great Rishon accomplish by changing the dynamics of the case, changing the timeline of the case? He turned esnan zoina into a case of what? Into geneva, into gazela. Because if it's not a din of geneva gazela, then there's nothing to talk about shin and koina. So whereas Tosfos couldn't believe what the Gemara is comparing esnan zoina to geneva for, and Tosfos said, you're right, it's not the same, but the underlying principle is whether shin is a new cheftza. This other Rishon said, no. There's only one issue of Shirikai, it's a Geneva Gazelic issue, and we have to make her into a Gazlan. And the only make her into a Gazlan will change the case a little bit. We'll touch up the timeline a little bit. obviously, any Rishon who reinterprets the Gemara's connection in Esther and Geneva in this mechudeshtik innovative way is obviously staying clear away from Shini Kanamin and Chayfetz Acher. Any Rishon who interprets the Gemara in this mechudeshtik way is holding that Shinoi is a kinyan. It's a real bona fide. It's one of the kinyan of Gezela. It was Nischadish Das Rashi Gozel. That's the Chiddush HaToy. This is the kinyan Gezela. Out of its Nischadish Das, it's the kinyan Gezela. And Chazal and the Flamet say, Mitzvah Bavera terminates after kinyan Gezela. What do we have a right to extrapolate to? Well, if it ends, if it's terminated after Shinikarna, what else could it be terminated after? After Yishkarna. Which is exactly what the Ri would tell us. So all of a sudden, the Machlekes Rebbeinu Tam and the Ri is now becoming relevant, is now becoming dependent, but how do you learn that obscure Gemara in Bava Kamma? When the Gemara connects the Das between Esdon and Geneva, is the Gemara committing to this new Shtikul Torah called Shini Kodesh Zechevetz Acher, which would be the basis for Rabbeinu Tam, to distinguish between Shini and Yush? Or do I say Mapitom? The Gemara was never Mishadish anything. The Gemara was going with the regular rules of Geneva, we changed the timeline, made her into a Goslin. And we're back to square one, that Shin is a Kinyan. If Shin is a Kinyan, then Shin is a Kinyan, no mitzvah of everything, then Yish is a Kinyan, no mitzvah of everything. So who was this obscure Rishon? Who's this phantom Rishon? The Sefer Yerayim. Why is that so startling? Because the Sefer Yerayim was written by Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, who was who? He was a Talmud Muvok of Rabbeinu Tam. He was one of the very close Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam. Now again, I'm not saying that Rabbeinu Tam is meshubah to everything that his Talmud said, but it's interesting that it's this beer of the Yerayim that pulls the rug out from under Rabbeinu Tam's whole pshat. If the Yerayim heard this from his Rebbe, which I have no idea he did or not, but if he heard this from Rabbeinu Tam, then we went down a dead end at the last 35 minutes. So I'm now guessing, and I want to be intellectually honest, I'm guessing and hoping and praying that this was an innovative pshat of Rabbeinu Mimitz. He doesn't put Rabbeinu Tam for it. This is his own pshat. Rabbeinu Tam is more in sync with the Tosfos and Bava Kamma. The Balei HaTosfos and Bava Kamma that present the alternate pshat of Shini Kodesh Yechevetz Acher is much more in line of reasoning with Rabbeinu Tam. So again, Abaycha Yivchar, Machlokes Tosfos and Bava Kamma against the Sefer Yerayim, how to understand that strange comparison between Esdon and Geneva, which in turn is a Machlokes, what Shini Kodesh is. A Shini Kodesh Yechevetz Acher, or a Shini Kodesh really a Maisa Kinyan? If it's a Maisa Kinyan, we can extrapolate to Yush like the Ri. If it's not, then we have to split between Shini Kona, quote unquote, and Yush Kona, quote unquote. Everyone realize the connection? So the Sugis and Esther Zona, everyone chopped. These two shadows, these two Sugis and Mamish Tali Zebizah. The Bais has something a little bit more here that's playing out. What is the root of the machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what conceptually has to happen for us to be no longer concerned with mitzvah b'aveira? What's the key word on the board? There's one word, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that makes all the difference. If that key word is present, key phrase is present, then we're home free, if not, now. What is it? What's the most important word on this board, according to Rabbeinu Tam? Shekona is the least important word, because it's not really kona, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the most important word? So the same line. Chefza. Chefetz. That's the word. According to the Ri, what you really meant to say is, what's the most important word on the board? Kona, Kenyan. According to the Rebbeinu Tam, everything revolves around the word chefza. Does that strike you as interesting? Does that ring some bells? Conjure up some images from previous sugyas? According to the Rebbeinu Tam, what makes or breaks mitzvah babi avera is it the same chefza or a different chefza? What do you think? What does that remind you of in the sugi mitzvah babi avera?
That was the Rambam. He said that mitzvah is all about the chefza. What do you think? It's all about the gather, not you actually.
Well. Who were the bar pluktas about this? The original bar pluktas and the acharon about this. Who was the great acharon who said that mitzvah babi avera has nothing to do with chefzas? Who was that? That was Michas Chinuch. Remember the back? Famous of Michas Chinuch. Why do you need a pasuk? Remember back to square one. Why do you need a pasuk? Daf Tes, the Tabak Zul is no good. Table of Mitzvah Bavarus, the Michas Chinuch, razzle dazzle, shtickle Torah, Mitzvah Ezdin, the governor, the Nechavtsa, whole Chagadja. And one of the tainas that Reb Shimon had against Michas Chinuch, remember Reb Shimon, the Hilig of Shem Yesha, what was Reb Shimon's fundamental taina against the Michas Chinuch? What was the taina? The pasuk is gazel piseach malum. There's a chemtza oriented din. Rabbi Isai, is this machlekes from the time of the Re dependent upon that machlekes and later gedolei acharonim? Rabbi Tam was saying what has to happen to able to revoke mitzvah b'aveira disqualifications is a new chefza that's very, very chefza oriented. That's looking at mitzvah b'aveira through the eyes of a chefza. If it's the chefza for an aveira, we have a problem. It's not the chefza b'aveira, nishkin problem. But if you hold like the Menachas Chinuch, there's no chefza here anyway. There was never a psul chefza anyway. The mitzvah b'aveira was only a din in the Gavra. So why is it that post-Kinyan there's no mitzvah b'aveira? Not because the chefta changed. What is it about post-Kinyan? If it's post-Kinyan, you are no longer a what? I'm no longer a ganav. Kholzman that I have to return the item itself. So the item is, I'm still called a ganav klape, that item. But once the halacha changes and says, you don't have to return the item. You just have to pay the cash value. So I'm not a gazan anymore. I have his chayvus to pay $100. There's no stolen goods anymore. The stolen goods are over, done. Once there's no more stolen goods anymore, memela, there's no shame in the gavra of being a ganav, a gavra, a gazlan. So that's what the Re said. What's the difference with a shinika, a yishka, a maislach, a chetzes, a gavra? Don't make any sense. Says the Re, once the did is that the gavra doesn't relate to this item anymore as a ganav, it's over, finished. And Rabbi Tam said, no. Rabbi Tam says, you have to remove the psul chetzah. It's like a psul ba'amum, you got to do something to remove the psul chefza. What could possibly rectify? There's only one mechanism out there that can be machshir psul chefza. And what is that? Shinik koyne. Because shinik koyne means it's a chefza, chevetzach. So basically, again, we have a lot of biurim, a lot of things that are flying around, the mitzvah b'veirin, kinyani, gezela, chichos esten, a lot of stuff is flying. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Tam and the Re are still fighting it out. At the end of the day, Rabbi Tam is still saying that once you're konem, not the end, not so poshut. And according to the Re, once you're konem, it's all over. But kuliyamale pligi, that shini konem for sure knocks off bits of avera. That's not negotiable. There was only one lone rishon we saw who said that even after Shinik Koyne, he still had mitzvah b'aveira chinbeinus. Who was that? There was one Rishon who denied the Gemara in Daf Lamed. Remember who that was? The Balamod. Almost that Gemara, Shalokalach. That Gemara is going to Shmuel. You know, that was a path that the Balei Tosfos couldn't even fathom. We spoke about that on Thursday, right? So conventional wisdom in the Balei Tosfos in the Rebbeinu Tam and the Re's world is post Shinoi, Zichano, problem mitzvah b'aveira. And that's an issue that Tosfos now becomes challenged with. Because there's a Gemara comment of Tzadi Balad that seems to contradict that very Yisod, which is Yisod HaYisodis. Comes the Gemara in Bava Kama. And is collecting Tanoim who may very well hold that Shini is not Koine. Called Shini Bim Koine. So Abaye collected five Tanoim who he thinks did not accept the principle of Shini Koine. One of them was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. On the 13th of the Mamre Kamos, remember the comments that he dalam and alaf, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov by Disanya. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like Rabbi Gozel Sosha Chitim, a person stole a certain measurement of wheat. Tochana, he grinds it up. Losha, he kneads it. Yafoy, bakes it. Hifishman, Chala, he's separating Chala. Keitz Mevarech. How's this fellow going to make a bracha? He's a gazel, he stole the wheat. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you can't make a bracha on this. Why? Because it's stolen goods. And as the pasuk says, "Botzeh berich betza loshen gazela," to make a bracha on stolen goods, it's a blasphemous of your Rebbe Shlomo. Rebbe Shlomo is nothing. Botzeh berich niyetz Hashem. And notice the example, the illustration Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov gives is a fellow who stole wheat, and what is this wheat now? Now it's a pizza. It was already ground up, it was already kneaded, it was already baked, and it's still Bartzeh Berech. What happened to what principle called what? Zach Shinei Koine. Why doesn't Shinei Koine kick in? So what do you see from here, says Abaye? Zaman from the what? The Elazar ben Yaakov must hold. What? Shinei Eino Koine. This is Abaye's collection of his five Tanoim who hold that Shinei Eino Koine. The Gemara says, no, not so simple. The Gemara says, maybe not, maybe it's not a raya. Ad kan lo kam Rav Elazar ben Yaakov hosam el inin bracha. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was not talking in Pashas Shabbat. It's not about a din Torah. It could be indeed a moment of a kama in Chayshim Mish, but he holds like everybody else, like most of the other time, Shini is kind of. So what was Rav Elazar drawing us in Uchas Brachas? El inin bracha, we can't sanction making a bracha. Why? Because the three magic words were the Havalei. What? Mitzvah habab yaveira. So really Shini is kind of. Other, it's still a problem, Mitzvah Babi Aveira. And that's the reason why Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said the Ikemik Bracha. Not because he committed himself to Shini and Ikanik. He know like Bishamai. He holds Shini Ikanik. He's still like all the other Tanoim, but we pass in the Lacha. But Mitzvah Babi Aveira is still a problem, even after Shini is Ikanik. This Gemara does not bode well for anybody. Because this Gemara is saying that Mitzvah Babi Aveira still is in full force, even after what? Even after who? After Shini Ikanik. That's no good. Bain lefiyah, rebain lefiyah for a bit of time. That's a contradiction. Drag him on. Look at the flamen rebeis. That's an outright contradiction. So which great Rishon sitting on the side saying, I told you so? Who's that? Balmor said, I told you so. There is no Gemara that says that Mitzvah Bavera terminates after anything. The Gemara in Sukkot HaFlamed was going according to the opinions that never accepted Mitzvah Bavera in the first place. But if and when you buy into Mitzvah Bavera, which may be quite possible, as Yaakov bought into, it applies, even Palestina Kerner. The Balmor is Givaldic for a minute. Talmud Huria, not so Givaldic. You're in big trouble. So what's Pshat in this Gemara? So Tosis, in Asuya, yes, is Kasha. So Tosis on Lamanam and Aleph, Tosis writes, Vadimash Vibresha goes with Kama. The Hida goes with Saw, the Alpha got the Shin and Kerna Choshimitsa Bavair, Alpha Bisha Kona Bishin and Maisa, Kona Shabbat the Chiv Chala. So Tosis, Hosam Dhuya be Almahu. What does Tosis say? What does Tosis say about the truth of that statement of the Gemara? That really Shin is kind of, but it's still a problem. What does Tosis say? Just kidding. The Gemara just meant maybe Ken Zayin, one could have Shazogin Azoy. Maybe one could say such a Svara that Mitzvah Bavair applies after Shin is kind of. So therefore, Abai, don't get so excited. Don't think you've convinced us without a shadow of a doubt that Shinui is not kind of kind of. Maybe Ken Zayin, logically, we can argue that Shin is kind of and it's still a problem with Mitzvah Bavair. It's possible. Is that true? No, not everything that's possible is true. The emes is like it says in Sukkot HaFlam HaRebeis, that post Shini and Kerna is not a problem. Bein lefir a bit of time, fein lefir a re, ish, l'makadis, l'makadis. So basically what Tosis did in one fell swoop is, he said, don't take that Gemara too seriously. The Gemara would just say, t'bichoy. The Gemara would say, maybe. Not every maybe. Sometimes somebody asks the guy, say, maybe, it could be, it's possible. And sometimes that's just the way of saying it. It's not mincha, you know, I'm not going to talk to you. You know, it could be. Hopefully the guy will forget by tomorrow morning. So that's what Tosis says. You know, it doesn't mean anything. And then Tosis says, no, not so fast. Then Tosis says, inami. Shani bracha, the ikanami has score l'shem shamayim. What does Tosis say? Tosis says that the standards for mitzvah babi avera to be yaitze the mitzvah are not identical standards to recite a bracha. It's bad enough to say yaitze the mitzvah. So that, if a shini is kohen, either because it's a ma'isa kinyan or because it's a chevetzach, whatever, whatever you think the answer is, we're going to let you be yaitze the mitzvah. Give you a green light to be yaitze the mitzvah. You want like a bracha on it? A bracha is still terrible. A bracha is despicable. B'tzei ha-be'ach ni'etz Hashem. So the first Eretz in Tosis took that Gemara and said, it's meaningless, practically. It's contradicted by the conclusion of the Gemara in Sukkot HaFlamen on the base. And the second Eretz says, no. Maybe the Baba Kama Tzadi Dal is just talking about Chizbrachas, so he's talking about being Yaitze Mitzvah. Maybe the standards are different. So 2 days in Tosis. Rabbi said, are we convinced that this was even a Kasha in the first place? Putting aside the Balmah. Were we convinced that Tosis was even bothered with the Kasha? Tosis thought they were bothered with the Kasha. I'm not so sure that there was even a Kasha to start with. I'll tell you why. What did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say exactly? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, oh, yeah, yoy, Kaysha Gozal saw, Gavalt Kishrigan, Ain't the Mavarchalim at night. It's a terrible thing to make a bracha on stolen goods. So there's a big machlekes that we showed him in the Rambam and the Ravid. What is so terrible about making a bracha on stolen goods? So the Rambam says, we saw this Rambam before in the sugya of Matzah Shel Tevel. The Rambam says, it's inconceivable to make a bracha in any shape or form of mitzvah b'aveira. Anytime an aveira is being done, whether the aveira is stealing, whether the aveira is eating non-kosher foods, brachas are not said the Mokam Aveira. What was the source, the primary source of the Rambam? It was the Mishnah in the beginning of the seventh parak was said as brachas, where the Mishnah says, if you have three guys together, eat together, chayavim lezamein, but if one of them ate what? Tevel, Masirishnal, Nifta, etc., all the different cases of Isurim. The Mishnah spells out all different possible Isurim that the bread could have. But as the Mishnah says, you don't bench for Mizumin. So the Rambam says in the Chazbrachas, why don't you bench for Mizumin? For a very simple reason. You know why you don't bench for Mizumin? Because you don't want? Because you don't bench, period. You know why you don't bench? Because the Torah says, V'achalt v'zat v'rachta. V'rachta doesn't just mean to say the words, it means it has to be chalon and Hashem bracha. And the Pasuk says, Botzeya berech niyetz Hashem. A person who makes a bracha on stolen goods, on treifa goods, any of the above, that's not a bracha, that's a niyas, that's a gidduf to the Rabban Shalom. And therefore the Ram says you don't make brachas on stolen goods, you make a bracha on treifa foods, etc. But say a bech niyas Hashem. And the Raivir on the spot says, lo hayu dvar meyom, there's no such thing. What does the Mishnah say when you don't bench b'ziman? You know what it means? You don't bench b'what? B'ziman, but you do bench. Why don't you bench b'ziman? Says the Raivir. There's no achilas keva here. Zeman means three guys sitting together in an appropriate manner, joining together, sitting together, having a chabur together. One of them's a ganav. One of them's eating treif. That's a chabura. That's joining together. That's what kesher shavim and minyan. You're supposed to be joining this guy. You're supposed to be eating lunch with the guy who's a ganav. You're supposed to be eating lunch with the guy who's eating tevel. So al pidin, that's not called a zimur. But it doesn't say anywhere in Maseches Brachos that you don't bench on treif food or on stolen food. So if a guy stole food, he's a big guy, of mama, she's stealing by Benjusoy's name. He ate a sandwich also, not just a half-baked piece of meat. He ate a sandwich and Kedasu Chedin. And now he comes and say, Rabbi, what do I do? Do I have to bench? So according to the Rambam, we say to him, Benjusoy, don't bench, you're a Ganav. And you know what the Rabbi says? You're a Ganav, you're a Russia, you're a Manuvel, you're a Mushkos, but what? You better bench. We're not going to join you from Zilman, but you better bench. Notwithstanding the fact that you stole a hamburger roll. So how do we show him, the Rambam and the Rabbi read that Gemara in that Brice of Rav Ben Yaakov. Rav Ben Yaakov says, if you steal wheat, ain't them of Archel Menites. So what does that mean? Does it mean the same thing according to Rambam and the Rabbi? According to the Rambam, what does it mean? Ain't them of Archel Menites. How could you possibly make a bracha? Therefore, the answer is you can't, according to the Rambam. The Halach is, the Brice of Rav Ben Yaakov is saying, don't make a bracha because it's a niyutz. According to the Rabbi, what's the Brisa saying? Ainz and Mevarachim and Nights. So the Kesef Mishnah says, now what? According to the Rabbi, what's the Brisa saying? Is it telling you what to do or not to do? You have to make a bracha. The Rabbi possibly says, you have to make a bracha. I still have to make a bracha. I have to make a bracha hafer shchala. So what? It's stolen goods. I still have to make a bracha. So what's the Brisa saying? Ainz and Mevarachim and Nights. It's not telling you what to do. What is the Brisa doing? What's the Brisa doing? Is it giving you a shear in halacha? What's it giving you a shear in? Sichas Musar. It is bemoaning the terrible tragedy where we have sunk to that a person is making a bracha on stolen goods. That is the Brisa is woe and woe and woe. Oy vavoy, ain't them bracha menayitz. But if you text around, Rabbi, Tachas, don't give me Musar. Musar I'll ask somebody else for. Tachas, you're my halacha rabbi, not my Musar rabbi. Tell me, Rabbi, do I make a bracha? Of course you make a bracha, says the Rabbi. Why not? You have you to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha. You have to wash and bench. What do you mean? Just because you're a ganav doesn't mean you don't have to be from. Of course you have to keep mitzvahs. You're a ganav, okay. I'm not advocating that, not condoning that. You still have to make brachas. So according to the Rabbi, that the Gemara is not even telling you what to do or not to do. So how do you read this Gemara? So the Gemara thought that the fact that Rabbi Elazar Yaakov is giving you a Musa Shmuz and telling you, oh yeah, 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 Einzim Barachel Menayetz, he never would have given you that Musa Shmuz unless you would have held what? Shinui what? Einokona. That's what Abai thought. Abai would say, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov wouldn't even look bad at you. He'd say, okay, you didn't have a finish, come on, and I make a bracha. What's the name? It's not a niyutz. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. You stole, that was a terrible thing, to make a bracha. From the fact that Blazman Yaakov says that it's a terrible thing what you're doing, and but we have to make you make the bracha anyway, it's just we're bemoaning how horrible the situation has come to. So Abaye saw on that bemoaning, the Musa Shmuz, the Daik and the Musa of Blazman Yaakov, not the halacha, because according to the Rabbi, there's no halacha taking place here anyway. He's being the Daik and the Musa of Blazman Yaakov and say, it must be Shini and Akana. Which one did the Gemara respond? What did the Gemara say? No, it could be that Shini is Takakana. And Afa Pichain, we're still what? But still, what are we doing? We're passing any shilas? No. What are we doing? We're still doing what? We're still giving musa. We're still bimam. We're still correcting. Don't be allowed to tell me, don't give me musa because shini kaina. No, shini is kaina. And we're still giving you musa. So according to the Ravid, that the Gemara wasn't even making a halachic statement. We're learning the wrong statement. This is not halacha seder. This is musa seder. So what in the world is this? Not a kasha to what we're talking about. The Gemara in Sukkah is telling you, apidin, the sugya mitzvah b'veira ends after shini kaina. Either according to Rabbeinu Tam or according to the Ravid. Whatever the lomdus is. And that's the end of the discussion. There's no more halachic mitzvah b'aver anymore. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is discussing the musadik mitzvah. It's a different word. It's the same word, but it means something different. I'm giving a shiur in an Hilchos Shabbos, and you ask me a kasha from Mesil Shishon. Two different mitzvahs of Torah. They're not doing each other. They're not doing each other. It's not the same topic. So, for the fact that the Baal HaTosfos saw in this Gemara a kasha, a refutation, a contradiction to the sugya and sukkah of the flower base, and they had to scramble for an answer, either it's a dicha b'yam or brachas are different. Zaman Fendor, the Baal HaTosfos must have learned that Gemara like who? Like the Rambam, that the Gemara was talking real, it's halacha. The Baal HaTosfos weren't learning most, they were learning halacha. But according to the Ravid's, Al Korchle, the Ravid read that Gemara, that it wasn't even a kasha in the first place. So the whole, we don't need a Tosfos the answer kasha. It wasn't a kasha because there was never a halachic contradiction in the first place. So when all the dust settles, that Gemara in Bava Kamma doesn't really, really destroy anything for us for one of four possibilities. Either like the Baal HaMor says, Taka Machlokes, that if you hold mitzvah very taka, do are concerned with the Rafi Allah even after Shin Karnet. Or you hold like Tosfos that it was a kasha, but the Gemara never really bent it as a maskan anyway, so we just ignore it. L'halacha. Or the Gemara is changing the standards because brachas said for hilchos yetzim and mitzvahs. Or, like the Ravid says, it was never kasha in the first place because the Gemara wasn't even talking about halachas. So, Abaycha Yivcha, four different biurim in the Rishonim, 2 days in Tosfos, Baal HaMor and Ravid. What that Gemara in Bava Kamma Tzadik Daled Amud Beis means in terms of this greater scheme, the greater picture of things, in terms of mitzvah over there. So, in all the dust, Abaycha say, we're back to square one, that everything and everything depends upon one word in the Gemara. Whether you have the Girsa HaKanye, HaKanye B'Yosh, HaKanye B'Yosh, HaKanye B'Yosh, what the Girsa was, that the Gemara said something about the lead up to Mitzvah of Yavir. So half the Rishonim learned, the lead up was, even though you were Kaina, and the other half of the Rishonim said, no, you weren't really Kaina, it means you're only Kaina with the Yosh and the Shini Hashem, but Lu Yitzu, you would have been Kaina with the Yosh alone, there wouldn't be any problem of Mitzvah of Yavir. So again, everybody agrees, almost everyone agrees, that there's Mitzvah of Yavir on the table here. According to Talamor's Rishonim, so half the Amorim disagree with it. According to Tosfos, everybody agrees with it except by the Rabbanim, it's up to discussion. But there is some kind of a somewhere, somehow in between the line, some kind of a din of mitzvah b'aveira, and that din of mitzvah b'aveira is playing out over here and it's building off of the fact of something, hakanye, something somewhere or other, which again opened up for us the machlokes b'beit ha'tam. And the reason all the lomdos about chayfetzach, hashini, yishkan, etc. So we pretty much finished the sugya. So hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we have to now begin the story of Rav Huna about the people who were taka using the stolen hadassim or the potentially stolen hadassim and the different eitzes that were given and why some of the eitzes worked, some of the eitzes perhaps didn't work. That's going to set the stage for us for a little bit more, so we have a little bit more to go in terms of the Ganev and Gazela sugyas. Hopefully tomorrow we'll start the is tomorrow regular schedule in the college? Regular normal, everything's good? Okay, it's going to be regular Monday schedule. Okay, we're done.